Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Brian Barks, and he is the Director of Development and Public Relations for the Food Bank of the Heartland. Good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning, Lon. How are you?
I'm good. Hope you're the same.
Absolutely.
And the first thing we want to talk about is that the mobile food pantries is going to be in Griswold. Can you give us time, place, that kind of thing?
Sure. It's going to be at the community building, and we'll be there from 10 until noon tomorrow. And what a mobile food pantry is, basically, is it's a one-day direct distribution of emergency and supplemental food to people in need. So what we plan to do tomorrow, this will be the third one that we've done in Griswold, in partnership with the Griswold Food Pantry, is that we will bring out tomorrow roughly 10,000 pounds of food. And the type of food that we're talking about would be just about everything that you can imagine: frozen product, dry goods, canned goods, a little bit of fresh produce, some bakery. And we will distribute that to families in the Griswold area and in Cass County, to people who need food assistance.
Do they need to bring anything, prove anything, have any ID?
Sure. What we do is we ask them, if they can, to bring something to carry the food with them, such as, you know, whether it's a box or a laundry basket or whatnot. And as far as any type of proof of identification or whatnot, really all they need to do is there will be people there at the site that will ask the number of people in their family and also, you know, what zip code they live in, because we like to know, you know, where people are, you know, coming from, because there may be folks coming from, you know, say Shelby County or Montgomery County or even Pottawatomie County to receive assistance.
Okay. And is the amount of food based on number of family members, or do people get any kind of choices? Or?
Yep, that is exactly right. It is dependent on the number of people in their family. What we do is we ask for folks to, you know, take what they need, but be sure to leave some for their neighbor. And people do a really good job of that. And there may be some items there that we do have limits, because there's only a certain amount of product in which we have.
Sure. Where does all this food come from? Let's talk about the Food Bank of the Heartland, and you know, how do you get all this together?
Sure. Our mission, first of all, at the Food Bank, is to distribute emergency and supplemental food to people in need. And so what we do is we work with about 285 different nonprofit organizations in 93 counties in Nebraska and western Iowa. Of those 93 counties, 16 are in western Iowa, including Cass County. And so the food that we receive and that we distribute goes to those nonprofit organizations, such as the Griswold Food Pantry, Salvation Armies, emergency shelters, those kind of places, and then they distribute it to people in need. Now, the food that we receive, about 60% of it will be donated, whether it is coming from retail partners or manufacturers such as Walmart, ConAgra, here in Omaha, the Baker's grocery stores, places like that. That also includes food that we receive from food drives that are done on our behalf. That's 60%. About 20% of the food that we receive will come from the USDA Commodities Program, where the government, you know, buys excess food to keep farm prices high, and then that food is distributed to food banks throughout the country. And then the other 20% is a little bit more frightening, is actually food that we purchase. We purchase, again, about 20% of our inventory. Last year, this food bank, last fiscal year, this food bank spent $2.2 million purchasing food in order to distribute. And when I started at the food bank, say, 4 or 5 years ago, we were purchasing somewhere in the vicinity of 5 to 10% of the food for our inventory. That has now risen to around 20%.
Yes, and I can see why that would be worrisome, that could continue to go up. So where do you get the money to purchase this food?
It comes from financial contributions. private contributions from individuals, from corporations, from foundations, civic groups, church groups, school groups. We have an operating budget this fiscal year, which ends in June, of $6.1 million. And so the vast majority of our revenue comes from donations.
Now, Brian, you're director of development. I'm thinking that a lot of what you just talked about is part of your responsibility.
That is exactly right. I am in charge of development, fundraising, and PR, raising awareness. And as far as the sources of our funding, it's about an even 30% split between individuals, foundations, and corporations, with the remaining 10% coming from, you know, the church groups and civic groups and places like that. The one thing that, as far as the PR is concerned, hunger is a really difficult issue. People, it's a top-of-mind issue for folks around Thanksgiving and Christmas. But in reality, hunger is a 12-month problem. The best statistics that we have indicate that in Cass County, roughly 1,800 people are considered food insecure. And food insecure is simply a really fancy way of saying 1,800 people at some point in time will not know where they are getting their next meal. Now, the fact that we live in the breadbasket of this country, we find that completely unacceptable.
Absolutely. And acceptable, you know, when you think about, we just did a program on food waste and how much food that many of us waste. And some of it, you know, is not usable, but some of it would be in from restaurants and that sort of thing. So, as you say, it's a big, big picture. It's not just a one-time kind of thing. So, Brian, you mentioned you have 16 counties in Iowa. I'm assuming you've done these mobile pantries in other places in Iowa.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we have. Just to give you kind of a mental picture of the counties that we serve in Iowa, if you take the Missouri River as the western border, you know, of Iowa, which it is, and if you go two counties to the east, and all the way from just a little bit north of Sioux City, all the way down to Hamburg, those would be the counties that we are responsible for serving. And yes, we do conduct mobile pantries in those counties in western Iowa. And, you know, if the folks listening to this want to know where we're going to be, the best place that they can find that information is on our website, which is foodbankheartland.org. Again, foodbankheartland.org. And there is a tab called Agencies, and you just click on that, and you'll be able to follow the links. And we post monthly the different areas that we are going to be.
Okay. And there is a food bank that serves other parts of Iowa that's out of Des Moines. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is the Food Bank of Iowa. I believe Iowa, as a matter of fact, has five food banks, and we are considered one of them. But yes, the Food Bank of Iowa is based in Des Moines. They, along with us, are members of a network of food banks that is the network is part of Feeding America. I guess in the business vernacular, they would be considered our corporate. They oversee the Food Bank of Iowa, us, and about 200 other food banks around the country. And we fall underneath the umbrella of Feeding America.
Okay. We're visiting with Brian Barks, who's the Director of Development and PR for the Food Bank of Heartland. Brian, if somebody wanted to give donations, do you get donations like when the mobile pantry is there, or does that come through churches? That I'm talking about, you know, now Cass County, Iowa.
Sure.
How could people give donations?
The best way to do it is to do it. Actually, you can go onto our website at foodbankheartland.org, and right at the top of the homepage, there is a bright green button that has donate. And you just click on that, and you can make a secure online donation. And that is really the best, easiest, and simplest way to provide a financial contribution. And just to let folks know that for every dollar that we receive here at the food bank, we can distribute enough food for three meals. And also, people also ask, well, how much of that is, you know, goes to administrative costs and whatnot? According to our financially audited record, between 95 and 96% of every donation that we receive goes directly toward our mission of distributing supplemental and emergency food.
Okay, so we should feel good about donating to the Food Bank of the Heartland. We want to thank you very much, Brian, but before we go, remind us again about tomorrow.
Tomorrow is from 10 to noon at the Griswold Community Building. Please show up with, if you are in need of food assistance, please just show up with some boxes or a laundry basket or something, and please, take what you need, but leave enough for your neighbor. Leave some for your neighbor, and we are in the business of helping people that need it. I know there's a lot of folks out there that think, that there's somebody else worse off than I am. But if you need help, that's what we are in the business of providing.
All right. We want to thank you very much, Brian Barks, who's Director of Development and PR for the Food Bank of the Heartland. And, it's planting time. Remember this. Plant four rows of peas. Preparedness, perseverance, promptness, and politeness.